Welcome, intrepid souls, to another haunting episode of Let Me Take You Higher, the podcast, where we plunge into the depths of urban legends that haunt the night. Tonight, we confront the tragic and terrifying tale of La Llorona, the Weeping Woman, a figure woven to the fabric of folklore throughout Latin America. Her story is one of love, betrayal, and unimaginable sorrow. Legend tells of a beautiful woman who, in a fit of rage, drowned her own children, only to be consumed by guilt and despair. Now she wanders the rivers and lakes, her mournful cries echoing throughout the darkness, searching for her lost children. The chilling sound of her wails sends shivers down the spine, a warning for those who dare to venture too close to the water. But is La Llorona merely a cautionary tale? Or is there truth hidden within the sorrowful cries? As we peel back the layers of myth and fact, we'll uncover the origins of this haunting legend and explore the very real fears it embodies. Join me, Mr. Villain, as we dive into the tragic depths of La Llorona's tale, where love and loss collide and the line between reality and nightmare blurs into darkness.
Down by the river, the shadows grow. A cry of sorrow, soft and low. A mother's tears forever lost for the children who paid the cost. Her wails echo through the night, searching for those lost from sight. La Llorona, escucha la Llorona. Her weeping grows, a sorrow that nobody knows. La Llorona fades into the night, still searching under pale moonlight. Her wails will haunt you till you sleep, and in your dreams her sorrow creeps.
On the banks of a quiet river, where the moonlight casts eerie shadows, the air grows cold, and the sound of wailing fills the night. It's the mournful cry of a mother who lost her children. She is doomed to wander for eternity, searching for them. Beware the ghostly figure of La Llorona. La Llorona, the Weeping Woman, is one of the most famous legends in Latin America folklore. Her tragic story tells of a woman who drowned her children in a fit of rage and despair. Now, she has been doomed to roam the earth, weeping and crying out loud for her lost children, eternally cursed. The story of La Llorona dates back hundreds of years, with roots in Aztec mythology and Spanish colonial influences. Her name and tale have varied across regions, but the core story remains the same. A mother who drowned her children in a river and is now condemned to wander, crying for them in the afterlife. In some versions, she drowned herself after realizing the gravity of her crime, but she was denied entry into the afterlife, leaving her to haunt the living world. La Llorona is often associated with water, rivers, lakes, or streams, and is said to snatch children who wander too close, mistaking them for her own. This tragic figure represents maternal grief and loss, but also serves as a cautionary tale. In modern pop culture, La Llorona has been featured in films, including The Curse of La Llorona, bringing her haunting story to a broader audience. Her story has been passed down for generations, told by parents to keep their children from wandering alone at night near bodies of water. La Llorona legend serves as a cultural touchstone, helping to preserve oral storytelling traditions. It also offers a reflection on the consequences of extreme emotions, particularly guilt, sorrow, and grief. Critics argue that La Llorona perpetuates fear-based control over children and can instill irrational fears about water and nighttime activities. Could La Llorona's story be a manifestation of societal pressures placed on mothers, especially when they're overwhelmed. What if the legend is an allegory for these emotional struggles rather than a literal ghost? The emotional depth of La Llorona's story, combined with its supernatural elements, keeps it alive today. Whether she's viewed as a cautionary figure or a representation of unresolved grief, guilt, and conflict, her presence in folklore serves as a reminder of the human condition, how guilt can consume and destroy. La Llorona's tale, steeping in tragedy, taps into a primal fear of loss and death. In a world where stories are easily forgotten, her enduring presence reminds us of the power of mythology and oral tradition. So sit back and look out into the wild. Look past the rivers, lakes, and streams. Look past the forests where she may lie, waiting, contemplating how to drag your children beneath the waves. La Llorona's cries echo through generations, a haunting reminder of the consequences of despair and vengeance. This legend isn't just a ghost story. It's a reflection of cultural fears, societal expectations, and the consequences of our actions. Her tragic tale transcends borders and resonates with anyone who has ever felt loss and their own suffering. Is she real, or is she a manifestation of our collective guilt? Either way, La Llorona's wail will chill your soul if you dare to listen.
And that's a wrap on this episode of Let Me Take You Higher, the podcast. Big thanks to our special guests, and a huge shout out to our incredible sponsors. You guys are literally the wind beneath our podcast wings. Remember, this show was dreamed up and brought to life by yours truly, Mr. Villain, and it's all made possible by BC Entertainment LLC, a proud subsidiary of Big Cheddar Music LLC. All rights are reserved by BC Entertainment, so don't even think about touching that dial without permission. Until next time, keep your minds elevated and your vibes higher. This is Mr. Villain signing off. Stay tuned, stay sharp, and stay forever gifted and lifted.
Higher toward the light. take you higher beyond the pain. Where broken dreams mend and hope remains. We'll rise from ashes like a phoenix bold. In the symphony of resilience, our stories unfold.